Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with an eviction order and an arson attack. But first, a local builder is given a prison sentence.
A cowboy builder who took luxury holidays while heartbroken customers were left with shoddy and unfinished work has been jailed for 4 years. John Miller from 3 Mile Lane, Cossey, took £220,000 from 8 customers for extensions he never completed, Norwich Crown Court heard. His victims used their life savings, took out bank loans and spent £122,000 to undo Miller's damage and finish jobs. They suffered from sleep deprivation and severe stress, prosecutor Alison Lambert said. Having previously been convicted after a trial of fraudulent trading and money laundering, the 46-year-old was in court to be sentenced. The court heard much of the work he did do was so bad it had to be redone. And during one project, which was never completed, he took holidays to Las Vegas, New York, Greece and Tenerife. Miller, who has a previous conviction for, quote, yobbish behaviour at a football match, also put down a £3,000 deposit for a BMW X5 during another job.
Fortnightly pizza nights are to be held to encourage fathers of premature or poorly babies not to tough it out on their own. It's just one of the new ways that Dr. Bob Budd, a clinical psychologist on the neonatal intensive care unit at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, is hoping to reach parents in those traumatic first months. Dr. Budd has begun working closely with staff and the family care team to help enhance the care provided on the unit. The new role, which has been funded through charitable funds, will also provide extra support for staff working in the department.
A man who bravely helped save others from a burning block of flats has been told of his anger that no one has been brought to justice 18 months on from the arson attack. Firefighters said it was, to quote, very lucky no one was seriously injured or killed during a fire which ripped through a flat in Pen Grove off Aylsham Road in Norwich. Robert Royal lived in the flat above the property that was torched and helped alert others to the danger after being woken by his smoke alarm. He banged on doors and shouted for people to get out, having seen smoke pour into his property and flames at his windows. The 48-year-old lost his home following the fire, but police have confirmed no suspects have been identified and admitted there were no further lines of inquiry unless new evidence came to light.
Plans have been submitted to turn a derelict warehouse in the heart of Norwich city centre into a home and studio. In documents submitted to Norwich City Council by Nicholas Vanbur, the plans would see the warehouse on Esdell Street near St Augustine Street demolished and turned into a two-storey, three-bedroom house. The warehouse has had a varied history dating back to the late 19th century when it was a children's and ladies' boot factory. It was converted into flats and a nightclub, but since being sold at auction in 2006, it has been unused.
A woman with more than 800 complaints against her from long-suffering neighbours is facing eviction from her Norwich flat. People living near Marlena Mark claim they have spent years putting up with regular drug use, shouting and fighting coming from her flat on Pelham Road. But Norwich City Council has been granted a possession order to evict Mark from her first floor flat, a decision that has been welcomed by neighbours. Norwich County Court heard how there had been more than 850 complaints made against Mark relating to various forms of antisocial behaviour. District Judge Helen Gilbertson said it was clear the council had done all it could do to try and help turn her situation around, but added there had been little success. Mark has 28 days from the date of order to leave the property.
A motorcyclist who was caught riding at 108 miles an hour has been told that his actions were, quote, potentially catastrophic for him and everyone else on the road. Christopher Alderton, 31, was caught by police speeding on his Suzuki motorbike at 108 mph, almost 50 mph over the 60 mph limit, on the B1113 at Tackleston. Alderton of Cubitt Road, Norwich, had previously admitted speeding but appeared in court as magistrates were considering a disqualification from driving. Chairman of the bench, the Reverend Paul Rossier, disqualified Alderton from driving for 42 days. In addition to being banned from driving for 42 days, Alderton was fined £500, ordered to pay £100 costs and a £50 victim surcharge. And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you finish with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. So that's all from us here at Chatterbox. So from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.
And from me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.